Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
It's Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Good morning and welcome to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us across our great nation as we continue with day three of our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. I want to just tell you folks, we need your help this morning. We still have a ways to go to reach our $3 million goal by Friday at 5 p.m. Central. We're on a good pace. We're at about 26% of the goal. I know it's not where you start, it's where you finish. So we want to finish strong today and these next couple of days. We so much appreciate all of your generosity, especially our listeners. First thing in the morning, you got a lot going on. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to make a pledge this early in the morning. But please, we want to encourage you to open your heart, to give from the heart. We're looking for 50 gifts from the heart this hour at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123. Remember that our show, Morning Air, sets the tone for the whole rest of the day. We're kind of like the leadoff hitter, so let's send a good message to the rest of the network. Give from the heart. Once again, on Wednesdays, I always remind you that we should pray to St. Joseph. Let's always remember St. Joseph on Wednesdays. He's such a powerful intercessor. Go to Joseph, the patron of the Universal Church. And of course, we begin every hour here during the Pledge Drive week with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us not only with our Pledge Drive, but also for an end to legal abortion in our nation, something that we have been praying for such a long time. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit every morning when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in my partner, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, we're coming up on the halfway point of our pledge drive. We got a lot going on news-wise. What are some of the stories that you're watching?
Well, John, some of those COVID mask mandates beginning to roll back. New York ready to end its indoor mask mandate. A couple more weeks to go for schools there. Other states have given dates when students can stop wearing masks. Connecticut will try to do it by the end of this month. New Jersey, Delaware, Oregon set to follow suit. In Illinois, Governor Pritzker expected to announce today to start rolling back the statewide mask mandate, lowest numbers since the start of Omicron in Illinois. And in Canada, of course, the truckers have been closing in Ottawa for the last couple weeks now, and there's a call for kind of a similar occasion in the U.S. With truckers to rally in California and make their way over to D.C. So we'll see if that takes place or not as those mandates begin to roll back.
It's a good sign that those mandates are rolling back, and we continue to pray for the day when it's all over, when this pandemic finally ends. As always, thanks so much, Glenn. Much more a little bit later.
Sure thing, John.
As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from John 17:3. Jesus the Lord says, Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples in his priestly prayer for unity. God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is what it's all about, knowing from the heart our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there's no other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved than the holy name of Jesus. And we always pray with great confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. And now I want to talk to the moms out there. I know that we have a majority of our listeners, especially in the morning, are moms. Are you tired of putting all the effort into a meal, and it seems that nobody appreciates it? When it's dinner time, have you ever felt a little frustrated that the kids say they're not hungry, or you're not able to all eat together for a meal? Well, something similar to this has happened to our next guest. Joining us now is a mom who knows that feeling firsthand, journalist and speaker, Morning Air regular contributor Kate Wicker, to talk about serving God and others in the kitchen. Kate is a wife, a mom of five kids, a bibliophile, a fitness enthusiast, eating disorder survivor, and a perfectionist in recovery. Kate's also the author of Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. Good morning, Kate. Welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us here in the middle of our pledge drive.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here.
Kate, you have been contributing to our show for some time. Before we talk about serving God in the kitchen, can you share a few words of inspiration, especially for moms that might be super busy this morning, on why they should take a moment, just a little moment, to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing our Lord Jesus Christ to the world through the media?
Of course. It's been such an honor and privilege to be a guest over the years, and I think it's so important for us to have this type of media that spreads the good news and encourages people from all walks of life, including the weary moms in the trenches, and just it really can shrink the world of Catholicism too when you have this radio that can be listened to across the United States. This programming across the United States. I actually had someone from our new parish contact me and said, there's someone who really listens to Relevant Radio and has heard you and found out that your daughter's in our confirmation program and wanted to connect with you. And his name is Sam, and he's been very much blessed by Relevant Radio. And it turns out that we've lived in the same city and the same parish and, had texted a little bit back and forth now. So Relevant Radio had brought us together. Even though we were in the same town, sometimes you can be standing next to someone in the pew and not know that much about them. And that is such a blessing of this media we have now to spread the good news, to encourage others on this wide spread basis. And as consumers of it, if we can just give a little bit, every little bit counts. I think sometimes people are afraid to give, and they forget some of the scripture when for example, the widow who gave very, very little compared to the rich people, but Jesus said she gave more than anyone. So whatever you can give from your heart, every little bit helps and will help to continue Relevant Radio's mission of encouraging people and helping them to grow closer to Christ.
Kate, that is so well said, and you are so right. Every little bit counts, and everybody has a different capacity to give. Relevant Radio really is like one big family, because if you think about it, I mean, you never know who you're going to run into. We're all part of this spiritual family. We're like a giant spiritual parish, you might say. Our brothers and sisters that could be right next to us in Mass could be one of our listeners.
That's right. It's an amazing thing that it just brings people together. And, Catholic means universal, and we all are part of this beautiful body of Christ, and Relevant Radio is one way to connect us.
Now, you've had the experience of planning meals, getting ready, prepping, and sometimes it may be a little bit monotonous and tedious. I want to talk a little bit about that experience, but we have a little bit different clock here during the pledge drive, so we need to take a short break. We want to hold that till on the other side to talk about that experience, that real-life mom experience of sometimes it gets a little monotonous in the kitchen. So, Kate, hang on. We'll be back. We're going to continue talking to Kate Wicker about serving God and others, especially in the kitchen. Stay with us. There's much more on the other side of this break. After this word from our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, host for the Family Rosary Across America. Our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart pledge drive is in full swing, and we have a $3 million quarterly need to reach by Friday evening. Have you heard about the two gifts we have today at the Dollar Day level? Today only, our special gifts for you are St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and a beautiful San Damiano Crucifix. Two thank you gifts for a dollar a day. This beautiful pewter medal of St. Mother Teresa has a third-class relic inserted on the back. You'll treasure this medal for the rest of your life. The San Damiano icon cross was painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. Give now and you receive both the St. Mother Teresa relic medal and San Damiano crucifix. But the medal is only available today while the supply lasts. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If calling is your only option, give us a ring at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
It's the pledge drive that swings here at Relevant Radio. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's a great time to give to Relevant Radio with the Give from the Heart pledge drive. Our number is 877-291-0123. Reach us online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. It's all over 5 o'clock on Friday. That's the end of the pledge drive. That means today on a Wednesday, we're halfway there time-wise, but not money-wise yet. Got a long way to go to wipe out that $3 million need. Each hour can be a big one, each day a good one. Your call, your pledge online can be a great one, too. We're looking for 50 folks to chime in this hour. Thank you so much for being generous. Bright and early, too, getting us off to a great start again at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well. And by the way, you know, more and more folks give electronically each and every time, so check that out. It's quick and easy, safe and efficient, too. As Father Rocky was just saying, a couple of great thank you gifts today. When you give at the dollar day level, very popular giving level, $365 for the year, dollar a day, putting good use to that pocket change or that change in the center console of the car, maybe on your dresser top. Make good use of it by giving it to Relevant Radio for a dollar a day. We'll keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months and give you not one but two thank you gifts. All week long, we've been offering for a dollar a day giving level, $365 for the year, the San Damiano Crucifix. Get a look at that online at relevantradio.com. And today only, along with that, the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal. Both of those yours today only. And those medals, we have just a limited amount of those. Look at that online, too. If you love Mother Teresa, you're going to love this. 877-291-0123.
And if you love Mother Teresa, today's your day. Give from the heart. Relevant Radio is dedicated to our Blessed Mother, something that Mother Teresa had a great devotion to, our Lady. Under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe is what Relevant Radio is dedicated to. In fact, our Relevant Radio family began on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe when we got our first license to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life. During this winter pledge drive in the month of Our Lady of Lourdes, open your heart and honor our Blessed Mother. Give a gift in honor of the Mother of God and her intercession in your life. Give from the heart to the mission of Relevant Radio. You can easily give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123.
It's 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. And that San Damiano crucifix, we'd get the kind of stand-up on your desk version for everyone who started work at Relevant Radio back in the old days. So it's kind of cool to see us dishing that out once again to you for your dollar a day giving level. And today only, the St. Mother Teresa medal included with that. Thanks for your generous support all week long. Let's make it another great day here on Relevant Radio and the Give from the Heart pledge drive. Please do your best. Talk it over with your sweetheart and pray about it. Then give us a call, 877-291-0123, or give from the heart at relevantradio.com.
I love it. The old heart-to-heart TV show. How I remember that. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with our good friend and longtime contributor, Kate Wicker, speaker and journalist and Catholic mom of 5 children. Kate, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kate, before the break, we started to talk about that you know firsthand that feeling of how things can get a little monotonous and tedious in the kitchen with planning meals and all the prepping. You've experienced that firsthand.
Yes. So, you know, back in 2020, which sometimes seems like an interminable amount of time, and sometimes seems like it was just yesterday when everything sort of came to a screeching halt, family dinners became so much easier because kids' sports and things were canceled, and it really became a blessing. But then, I don't know, as normalcy returned, which we've been so thankful for, but having kids back in sports and it became, I don't know what happened to me. There's certain parts of being a wife and mother that I've always enjoyed, and cooking was one of them, but all of a sudden, I just did not look forward to it. And it just became this drudgery, and I started to kind of have a whole kind of negative attitude about it, like, why bother? And then, like, if a child thought, oh, I don't like this, and, like, ran out of the kitchen, I wouldn't, like, corral them back in and say, absolutely not. You come down, you come and you sit with us whether you like it or not. And I kind of, I don't know, I went through this phase where I was kind of, in a rut, burnout, because it was something that I've been doing for so long, preparing these meals. And, you know, when you have several different customers, shall we say, that the palates are different, but I've always told myself I was never going to be a short order cook. So I wasn't going to say, okay, I'll make this and I'll make this and I'll make this. But what was happening is nobody ever seemed happy, and I was putting all this work into it, and I really started to make it more about me than about serving. And I had this, just this kind of, I guess you could say, epiphany one day where I realized that sometimes it wasn't even the food that was nourishing the family and the faith life and the children, but it was my presence and the serving. And there's always people, your listeners, they probably totally get this, is that people always end up hanging out in the kitchen. And we have kind of an older house built in 1935, so it doesn't have one of those huge open floor plans that a lot of houses have now. It has a rather small kitchen that there's really only enough room for about three people to gather on stools, like around this little area. But for some reason, when I'm cooking and making dinner and getting it ready, everyone's in there, all seven of us, and of course the two dogs waiting for a scrap of food, and sometimes the cat joins in. So,
oh, how I know that feeling, Kate. How I know that feeling, especially the dog part. My beagle is always there, very attentive, waiting for the leftovers.
Yeah, and so everybody's there, and it's just, and in that, it's a moment for me to nourish the family, even if they push aside the food, and to be there. You know, sometimes somebody might, like my little five-year-old Charlie might want a little bit of milk, or he's really into this kefir stuff, and I'll say, I want a glass of kefir. Or sometimes there are siblings fighting over something, and I have to enforce some loving discipline. Or sometimes it's just a teenager who all of a sudden is telling me about her day, and I'm just sitting there slicing up vegetables. And so I realized that that gathering and that prepping and that being there, it wasn't so much about having satisfied customers in terms of, oh, this food is delicious, thank you so much for making this meal. But it was just my presence and my being there. And as a mom and a servant of God, I don't think we always get to pick what we get to do or how we get to serve, or even if that serving is going to be noticed or appreciated, but if in the moment. But that's not really the point. And food is just so central to our Christian life. I love when you look back at scripture, all the different incidents and events that revolved around food. And of course, as Catholics, God's love, Jesus becomes edible. I mean, we bodily take Christ in, love itself. So food is central to our Catholic faith. And it's helped me a lot in my healing as an eating disorder survivor, as someone as a teenager and a young woman who really struggled with food, to put it in that sacred place of gathering together, breaking bread, and nourishing not just ourselves physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well.
So the light bulb finally went off in that epiphany that you describe, and you realized that what was most important was your motherly presence with the kids. You could serve the Lord just by being there and doing it to the best that you can do it.
Yeah, and we joke because my own mom didn't love to cook, and she will readily admit she was not a very good cook. For instance, when my brother came home from college one day, he said, I really want one of your home-cooked meals. And she said, oh, what do you want? And he said, rice-a-roni. So, so she'll readily admit that. But I don't remember, you know, we joke with her about the food, but I don't remember the actual food. I just remember being with the people I love. And probably in the moment I complained, or I remember I went through a very stubborn vegetarian phase. And then, of course, when I was struggling with my eating disorder, mealtime became wrought with, you know, stress. But I still remember that that was the place that my mom, you know, urged us to be. We would say a blessing. We would talk about our day. It's just important. And I'm really trying to get back into the habit of, hey, no, whether you want to eat this or not, everybody's going to sit. We're going to gather around, even if it's not a table, even if it's our just little, you know, like I said, that little shelf of a counter that can fit just a few people where my husband and I stand and crowd around. We're going to be there, even if you have to pop in between sports practices or whatever. Let's just be together and know that we love each other and know that this food was prepared with love.
Now, Kate, you move from the kitchen to the dining room. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of family time and eating as a family, even if it's just like on a Sunday night, the benefits of actually sitting down as a whole family together?
Yes. So, you know, there's just aside from nurturing relationships and having a time, I think it's a great time to pray together as a family and to count your blessings, that sort of thing. But aside from that, research, there's so much research that shows that it strengthens family bonds and that children who eat with a family are less likely to have substance abuse issues later on and better grades and all these different perks to being together as a family. And I just think that is so such a beautiful blessing. And when you said the Sunday night dinners, my mother-in-law recently moved to our area, and she has started having us over for Sunday nights. And I thought, how blessed are we that we get to be with the children's grandmother? You know, in this day and age, a lot of people don't get to do that. So like you said, even if it's once a week, I know a family that can't eat dinner together because it's so crazy, but they do breakfast together. So if you, you know, small steps, I know, especially as your kids get older and you have teenagers, it can be more challenging, but just carve out that time, even if it's once a week, even if it's breakfast or a kind of a random meal, to reconnect and to pray together and to love each other. And there might be fights and it's not going to be as idyllic as I'm talking about, but it's the showing up that matters.
Kate, can you give us one final, a short word of inspiration for moms that are listening?
Yeah, just like I said, just keep showing up and know that when you're discouraged, this too shall pass. Like I said, I was in a major rut. And I'm enjoying cooking again. You know, I remember thinking I'm never going to like this again. And I readjusted my attitude, prayed for grace. You'll get through this. And you've got it, even if you think you don't, because God is there with you in the trenches.
No question about it. And as St. Paul says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So even in the kitchen, cooking or washing dishes, if you do it for the Lord, you're doing it for the right reason. Well, Kate, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and good luck with the pledge. Everybody, give from the heart.
I love it. Give from the heart. Thanks so much. Kate Wicker, journalist and Catholic speaker, mother of five kids, as well as a longtime Morning Air contributor. We need to take a short break. When Morning Air continues, our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona, will have the latest news on the Holy Father from the Vatican as we bring Rome to home. Do stay with us as our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive continues.
It's your turn now. We're listener-supported here at Relevant Radio. It's our Winter Pledge Drive, asking you to give from the heart. Support Relevant Radio and keep us going strong for three more months, won't you? Your simple gift in any amount will help make that happen. Our need is $3 million by the end of the week. Today, Wednesday, means we're halfway there time-wise, but not nearly halfway there yet money-wise. So let's wipe out that need and keep Relevant Radio on the air on over 180 stations around the country, around the globe at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. If you love to hear the latest from Rome, what's going on in the Vatican and all the fun stuff in Italy as well, Ashley Narona coming up in just a moment. If that means something to you, each and every week here at Relevant Radio, give in support of Ashley and what we've got going on from Rome with a Rome correspondent here at Relevant Radio. We strive to give you the news unspun, like the secular press so often does, the latest from the Vatican all the way down to your local parish and everything in between. Plus, folks who can answer your questions about the faith, help you grow in that faith too. Our number is 877-291-0123. Reach us online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app. And today, a special two-for-one thank you situation. When you give it a dollar a day, throughout the course of the week, we've offered that San Damiano crucifix for you. In addition to that, today we throw in the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal. Both of those yours is our way of saying thank you so much. And a great reminder to help grow your faith, too, when you give it the dollar a day level to Relevant Radio. Pray about it and do it now. 877-291-0123, John, or online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, we say that number so many times, 877-291-0123. We want to give from the heart this morning. Folks, Relevant Radio is reaching seekers day in and day out all across our nation. Who are these seekers and what are they seeking? Well, St. Edith Stein once said, anyone who seeks truth seeks God, whether or not they realize it. Relevant Radio is spiritually feeding anyone who is seeking, who is searching for the truth. Ultimately, that truth is a person, and his name is our Lord Jesus Christ. When you support Relevant Radio, you're supporting the true, the good, and the beautiful. Please, open your heart. Give from the heart to the mission of Relevant Radio. Give hope. Give Christ. Do it now. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Lots of ways to get a hold of Relevant Radio and lots of reasons to do it, too. If you enjoy morning air, if you enjoy anything throughout the course of the broadcast day here on Relevant Radio, it all goes to the same spot when you give now at 877-291-0123, when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. We thank you so much. We are listener-supported. Together, we can change hearts. We can change lives. We can bring folks back to church, back to the sacraments, into church for the very first time. Let's create some of those miracle moments together. We'll hear another one coming up in just a little bit. Can't wait. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
And welcome back to Morning Air on this Wednesday morning. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue with day three of our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. And now it's time to bring Rome to home, as we do every Wednesday at this hour. For the latest news from the Vatican, we go live this morning to the Eternal City and our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona. Ashley and her husband, John, founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. And you can read more about them at johnandashley.org. Good morning. Buongiorno, Ashley. Always a joy to be with you from Roma.
Buongiorno, John. Hello from Rome. Hello from across the many miles. I'm bringing you lots of sunshine from over here in the Bel Paese.
Grazie, grazie. Prego, prego.
Look, you said thanks and you're welcome all at once. That's perfect.
I am working on my Italian lessons as we do every week, Ashley. Ashley, you know, I think about it. You have been in Roma for quite some time. You've covered so many papal audiences. You've been a longtime contributor to Morning Air. You've seen a lot. When you consider and put it in perspective with everything that's going on right now in our world, with this global pandemic, the threat of war in Europe and Ukraine with Russia. Can you share a few words of inspiration for our listeners on why they should continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media?
Absolutely. Because, John, what's so incredible about Relevant Radio is that not only does it help us as Catholics understand what we believe, but it helps us to actually learn to live like Catholics and to realize how beautiful, how peaceful that way of life is. And the truth is that while all these things go on around us, we also understand that our number one priority is to focus on achieving our ultimate end, our ultimate happiness, which is to behold Christ face to face. And of course, to share his love with those around us. And Relevant Radio is the perfect resource to help us do just that, because it helps us to know better how to how to form ourselves so that we can one day be with Christ. And of course, by having more knowledge about the faith, we then can share it with the others around us. And I have to tell you, John, there's just such an incredible gift to living in Rome, because even on this side of the sea, we get to meet pilgrims from all over the United States who love Relevant Radio. They come here and they tell us how Relevant Radio has touched and has changed their lives. And John, I have to tell you a great story that a family shared with my husband and me, and they said that they were in the midst of planning their first trip to Rome. They were driving down the highway with their family, flipping through the radio channels. They suddenly stopped because they heard someone say something about Rome. John, that was our segment. That was you and me talking. And so they stopped. They got some tips for their trip. They got all the more excited about it. And then when in Rome, they contacted my husband, John, and me to share the city with them, to share the faith with them. And they told us that ever since that time, they never touched their dial again, that it has been fixed on Relevant Radio, and how profoundly Relevant Radio has impacted them. So it's so incredible, because all the way over here, I get to firsthand experience the effects of Relevant Radio, John. So I thank you so much for your dedication and for what you do.
Well, I thank you, Ashley. And, you know, that just goes to show that the listeners really are part of our Relevant Radio family. It's a family that extends now all around the globe. You never know who you're going to run into. I remember going to Rome and running into all these Relevant Radio listeners when I was there. And it was truly amazing. And I remember one fella referred to what a joy it was to be at the home office. He called Roma the home office, obviously the headquarters of the Holy Father.
That's great. In fact, my husband, John, had an experience that he was in St. Paul's outside the walls Basilica. He had his blue Relevant Radio mask on, and some people came up across the way. They spied the Relevant Radio words, and they came up and they said, "Oh my gosh, we're listeners too. Tell us about yourself." And so they were so excited. So over the world.
Absolutely. My goodness. You don't underestimate the marketing potential of stickers or a mask. Yesterday, somebody called in and said they really fell in love with Relevant Radio because of the bumper sticker that they saw in a classroom. So you just never know when you're going to be connected to our ministry. Ashley, our Holy Father, as always, has his Wednesday audience. What was the main message from this morning's?
So, John, he continued to speak about St. Joseph today, and specifically to look at St. Joseph as the patron saint of a happy death, as the saint who accompanies us at the time of death. And of course, that devotion originated from the idea that Mary and Joseph were right there at the side of St. Joseph. So, of course, his death couldn't have been any happier, any better than we can imagine. So, today, Pope Francis referred to the writings of Pope Benedict XV, written a century ago, that through Joseph, we go directly to Mary, and then through Mary to the origin of all holiness, who is Jesus himself. And the Pope spoke about the reality of death and how this so-called feel-good culture tries to remove that reality. But instead, in contrast, the Christian faith tries to help people to face the reality of death. And he said that it's only through faith in the resurrection that the faithful can face the abyss of death without being overwhelmed by fear, because it's the true light of Christ that illuminates the mystery of death from his resurrection. So the Pope today, he warned against accumulating empty possessions while on earth. He said, instead, accumulate charity and generosity and being attentive to the needs of others. And he reminded the faithful that death comes like a thief in the night, so be ready to die without grudges. Don't have any unforgiveness and don't have regrets. And then, John, he went on to talk about the importance of ordinary care for the sick. He contrasted that with extreme care, and he stressed that people should accompany people to death, but never provoke death or facilitate assisted suicide. He said that is an ethical principle that applies to everyone, not only to Christians, not only to believers. And then finally today, John, he asked the intercession of Saint Joseph so that all the faithful can take the mystery of death in the most positive and the best way possible. And he asked everyone to pray a Hail Mary for the dying and also for those who are experiencing bereavement, asking Our Lady to be close to all at the hour of death, John.
It's a beautiful teaching by our Holy Father, and he has such a heart for Saint Joseph. Obviously, we had the whole year of Saint Joseph last year, and it's a great reminder for all of us. You go to Joseph, to our Blessed Mother, who always points us to her Son, Jesus. There's so much more for us to talk about, Ashley, but as you know, we have to take a little break here during Pledge Drive week as we continue our conversation with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona. Stay with us. There's much more to come after this miracle moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My mom is a very faithful Catholic. My dad raised 8 children, and now she's got end-stage Alzheimer's. She can't speak, but she can hear. And Relevant Radio is a companion for her. She has breakfast with you, Patrick. She has lunch with Father Simon. She prays the chaplet with Drew. She has supper with Timmery. She prays the rosary with Father Rocky. You're all friends to her. I just wanted to call during this pledge drive and express my gratitude.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us bright and early on Relevant Radio here. It's our pledge drive for the winter. The Give from the Heart pledge drive is underway. It's been going since Monday. About halfway through here on Wednesday, it all ends at 5 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time on Friday. Our need by then, $3 million to keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months. And, you know, you think, wow, that's a lot, but, you know, it keeps over 180 stations around the country going. That reaches nearly 200 and, let's see, it's a half a billion ears, right? That's 250 million potential listeners out there around the world online at relevantradio.com and the mobile app as well. Getting the good news of Jesus Christ and his church out everywhere. That's what your gift does in any amount. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well. Pray about it. Talk it over with your sweetheart and help out Relevant Radio, won't you? The station that helps you grow in your faith, helps you be better at sharing your faith, answers those questions you need, gives you the latest from Rome with Ashley Nerona. More of that coming up in just a moment, and gives you great thank you gifts. Today, a 2-for-1 special in the thank you department when you give at the dollar a day level. $365 for the year. All week long, you've been able to earn that San Damiano crucifix, a beautiful icon. Get a look at that online at relevantradio.com. And today, along with that, for your dollar a day gift, a limited amount of these. We throw in the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal. This is yours when you give at the 365 level. Look at both of those online at relevantradio.com and earn them, plus our thanks and more Relevant Radio coming out of your speaker at 877-291-0123. John, or online at relevantradio.com.
And Mother Teresa Glenn was a great promoter of the culture of life. In fact, Relevant Radio defends the sanctity of human life day in and day out. Every show from Morning Air, Patrick Madrid, Drew Mariani, you name it, our hosts are relentless in reminding our listeners about the issue of life, the most important human rights issue of our time. From the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., to reporting on the amazing work of apostolates like 40 Days for Life and so many other pro-life organizations like Students for Life of America, Relevant Radio continues to try to make abortion unthinkable. Please help us to promote the culture of life. Give from the heart. Open your hearts and give to the pro-life work of Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123.
The station that promotes life, the station that promotes family, the station that promotes good cooking in the kitchen and appreciating that, as we talked about with Kate Wicker earlier in the hour. Such a great thing when we all come together to bolster one another in the faith. What a great tool for doing that. Relevant Radio, here to be that platform for the Holy Spirit to get out the good news of Jesus Christ and His church, to get you in a good mood and a joyful mood to start your day and to be able to share your faith too. Thanks for your great support at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia,
Yes, indeed. We are live from Roma. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue live with our conversation with our regular contributor, our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona from the Eternal City. Ashley, welcome back.
Hey, John, thank you so much. Delighted to be with you on this special day and delighted to be here as part of the Pledge Drive today.
I hope you enjoyed that special music just for you.
Of course. That music is always playing outdoors in Italy. We just run around the streets dancing to it.
Oh, my goodness. You're making me think of gelato as you say that. Well, let's talk about the Italians. They have finally something to celebrate. A few things, actually. The lifting of the outdoor mask mandates, and I understand that there's a special pasta birthday also coming up.
Oh, you're right, John. Yes, absolutely. So first of all, Italians will say goodbye to masks outdoors on Friday, February 11th. This is a date that people have circled in huge red on their calendars because they cannot wait, especially as it's warm and sunny and beautiful outside. Now, in the meantime, protests continue on a daily basis against the otherwise very strict regulations that that are still in place here in Italy, especially despite the fact that so many other European countries have removed all of their restrictions. Italy and Austria are hanging on pretty tight, though. So the question that protesters seem to be asking are if the restrictions were about making sure the hospitals weren't overwhelmed, and if hospitalizations are so low right now, why are these things still in place? They're asking for the government for data. They're not getting it. So what's going to happen from Friday onwards is that in addition to no masks outdoors, stadiums will enter a new phase, and a few days later, their capacity is going to rise to 75% for outdoor facilities to 60% for indoor facilities. Also, discotheques, so dance clubs, are going to reopen. And so there's going to be a few noted changes these days. So that's pretty exciting for Italians. But
What about in the Vatican at St. Peter's?
So masks still are obligatory inside of St. Peter's Basilica, and a green pass as well in order to enter St. Peter's Basilica. So the green pass. Yeah. And so, but in the meantime, this really only affects the outdoor situation. They're saying that the indoor situation, they're going to consider, and the date that they've thrown out there for the possibility of that going away is the 31st of March. We will wait and see what happens, John.
Well, we always talk about how the Italians love to celebrate our saints. How are the Sicilians? Yes. How have they been celebrating Saint Agata this week?
It's so exciting because indeed they celebrate the saints in such a rich and special way. And Saint Agata is specifically attached to the city of Catania, Sicily, because she's the patron saint of that Sicily, or of that city. I mean, so starting on the 3rd of February, all kinds of wonderful celebrations began. Now, she's especially loved, and her prayers are asked, her intercessory prayers, to avert danger during eruptions of Mount Etna, also during epidemics. So certainly during these past couple of years, the locals have been calling on St. Agata in a new way. And in the meantime, a festival began on the 3rd, and it began with a procession. They call it the Della Luminaria. And so these large candles in beautiful gold Baroque casings are carried from the Church of St. Agata alle Fornaci all the way to the Cathedral of St. Agata. So imagine this beautiful candlelit procession, and each one of the candelora, as they're called, are carried by members of the local confraternities. So these are those local medieval guilds that are dedicated to different saints. There's actually also a cross-country race that goes on in the town, and then there's fireworks. The next day, they had a mass at dawn, and then a beautiful reliquary bust of St. Agata is placed on top of a silver carriage. It goes from the cathedral, and then it goes throughout all the neighborhoods of the city, and devoted followers come out. They wear white tunics to especially show their devotion to the saint, and then they come out, and they ask for her prayers, and of course, venerate her relics. On the 5th, there was a big procession after the Mass. And that same silver carriage that I mentioned, they pull it up a steep slope. And if it goes well, if the carriage manages to get to the top without slipping back down, well, that's thought to be a sign that St. Agatha's prayers have been answered and the city will be extra blessed for the rest of the year. And this all will end on the 12th with a final Mass. It's going to be televised. And that is how the wonderful St. Agatha is celebrated, with feast and song, right here in good old Italia, John.
It sounds like a great celebration. Now, coming up on Friday, February 11th, we have the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. How is Our Lady of Lourdes celebrated in the Eternal City?
Yes. So Our Lady of Lourdes, of course, is also the World Day of the Sick. And that was introduced by Pope St. John Paul II as a way for believers to offer prayers for those suffering from illness. So in different parts of the country, there are different celebrations going on. And they usually involve a rosary, a Mass, Eucharistic adoration, and then also a blessing of the sick. So this is the time where people will come, especially to churches, and ask for this very meaningful blessing of the sick to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. So we can expect that over these next few days, and very much look forward to it and ask that blessing ourselves, John.
Sounds fantastic. The Madonna of Lourdes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, as always, Ashley. You paint such beautiful pictures. You really bring color to what's happening in Rome. You bring Rome to home to our audience every week. Thanks so much.
Oh, prego, John. Many blessings on you and on our Relevant Radio family. And thank you so much again for all of the hard work that goes into making Relevant Radio possible.
Grazie, grazie. Ashley Nerona, our Rome correspondent, who joins us every Wednesday from the Eternal City. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today, called The Wait, from Betty Byram. The fate of a mother is to wait for her children. You wait for them when you're pregnant. You wait on them when they get out of school. You wait on them for them to get home after a night out. You wait on them when they start their own lives. You wait for them when they get home from work to come home for a nice dinner. You wait for them with love, with anxiety, and sometimes with anger that passes immediately when you see them and can hug them. Make sure your mom doesn't have to wait any longer. Visit her. Love her. Hug the one who loved you like no one else ever will. Don't make her wait. She's expecting this. Because the membranes get old, but the heart of a mother never gets old. Love her as you can. No person will love you like your mother will. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. So much appreciated. Coming up next hour on Morning Air, Father Marcel Taillon, our spiritual director, will join us to talk about World Marriage Day and why it's a call to the joy of love. Plus, our regular contributor, Professor Harry Kramer, will be with us to discuss how humor is a great tool for leaders. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air next hour as we continue with our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. Here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, we need your help, so please open your hearts this morning.
Just a few more minutes to go this hour. Enjoy that special tingle in the phone lines here on the keyboard as well in the last few moments of a Relevant Radio Pledge Drive Hour. We'd love to have you join us and give from the heart today, this hour, right now, here through Relevant Radio. Thanks so much for your generosity at 877-291-0123 or online, relevantradio.com. The mobile app, too, in those electronic ways are increasingly common ways. Safe, quick, easy, and efficient to give to Relevant Radio. More and more folks do that each and every pledge drive, so you won't be alone. You can still leave a prayer request with us. That's a prayer request, whether you do it online or on the phone, 877-291-0123. We'd love to pray for you as well has continued to provide that relevant radio programming that gives you the latest from Rome, like with Ashley Nerona, we just heard, that keeps you company day in and day out through all the programming to be able to answer those questions you have about the faith with Patrick Madrid, to have priests and bishops on to give you the latest from the Vatican, all the way down to your local parish unspun by the secular press. Sometimes nowhere else than Relevant Radio. We're happy to be here to do that with you. You've helped us grow so much through the years, over two decades of Relevant Radio now, starting with a handful of stations in Wisconsin to stretching to 180 plus across the country and around the world at relevantradio.com. When we started, that wasn't something that was going on, the online streaming. What miraculous ways to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and his church, and we couldn't do it without you. We wouldn't want to either. Join us, won't you? Give from the heart at 877-291-0123, John, or online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. Glenn, I love when our listeners write in and how they feel, how passionate they are about Relevant Radio. Stephanie in Texas caught my eye. She writes, always learning something new about my faith and enjoy hearing answer to questions from listeners. That's what we do here on Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. In fact, the co-patron of Relevant Radio, Pope St. John Paul II, said these timeless words in his homily at World Youth Day back in 1993 in Denver that are still very relevant today. Do not be afraid to go out on the streets and into public places like the first apostles who preached Christ and the good news of salvation in the square cities, towns, and villages. This is no time to be ashamed of the gospel. It is a time to preach it from the rooftops. Now more than ever, let's live out those words of the late Holy Father. Support the work of Relevant Radio. This is the time to share the gospel through the media and make a difference for souls for time and for eternity. Relevant Radio truly is America's Catholic talk radio network, bringing Christ to the world through the media. We are listener-supported Catholic talk radio. We need your help. We can't do it without you. Do it right now. Give from the heart. Give hope. Give Christ. Today's the day. Right now is the time. Make your pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Just think about that, preaching it from the rooftops. We literally do that. Our giant station in Chicago at AM 950, that transmitter tower is on a roof. And I've been up to the roof in Minnesota. It's kind of interesting to get to the edge and look over a little bit where the satellite dish is. And we have to sweep the snow out of that from time to time. But it's all part of the deal. We'd love to have you part of the deal of Relevant Radio today at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app as well. We're halfway through the pledge drive time-wise, but not to the halfway point of wiping out that need of $3 million. That's where we have to be by 5 on Friday to keep going strong for 3 more months here on Relevant Radio. Helps us to produce the good news that you hear day in and day out, to be that platform for the Holy Spirit to change lives, to bring folks back into church, back to the sacraments, or into church for the very first time. We love to thank you by keeping Relevant Radio on the air most of all. We also like to send you some great thank you gifts that'll not only remind you how you helped Relevant Radio, but could increase your faith as well. Check out this beautiful San Damiano icon cross. It was painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. That is 8 inches tall. That's yours anytime during the week when you give at the dollar a day level. And along with that, today we throw this in too at the dollar a day level. Not one, but two thank you gifts. We add to that the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal. That's yours as well. Get a look at both of those and other gifts for other giving levels online at relevantradio.com. A fabulous place to make that gift. That's relevantradio.com. Another great way is on the Relevant Radio app. And of course, the phone, 877-291-0123. It's your week, your time to shine as the world's greatest listeners here to Relevant Radio. Give from the heart right now, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Thank you so much.